Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad?
I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pi is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos? Welcome in. It is the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I am the Welsh. That is the Bogman. And In This League will soon only just be the Bogman. Because I...
You're going to pass away?
Yep. I'm done. I am officially done for. I'm always sick. I'll never not be sick. I think I'm the incubator to new viruses. I think new viruses are ruminating.
You're patient zero.
Yeah. And I think I'm done. I think I'm dead. I think I'm going to die.
Have you been around like pigs and bats? Is that?
Yeah, monkeys. Like little monkey? Like, remember monkey? Me and the rally monkey hang out.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
And those, you know, those monkeys, like, those are gonna be vicious monkeys. They can like rip faces off.
I don't like monkeys.
You know what? Monkeys scare me too. Yeah. You know, everyone's like, I was watching, you know, that show Naked and Afraid. Have you ever watched that?
Yeah.
On Discovery. Everybody in my family loves that show. And my son is always enamored by, he asks every single time I watch the show, he's like, why do they always show their butts and not their, you know, their fronts? And I'm like, there's pretty good reason. You'll understand it later, but butts are okay, I guess, apparently. But, they were doing in the show, and like it was like the 19th day, and these two go out and they look up. They're like, "Oh, look at the monkeys!" And it's like a bunch of red monkeys. Like, I would be as terrified about seeing a bunch of monkeys as I would like a jaguar or something. Monkeys freak me out. Like, monkeys can be fine. Remember, it's funny when they're smoking cigarettes and they're, you know, they're messing with kids and stuff.
In a suit. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're driving a golf cart or in a circle, but it's not funny when they're ripping your goddamn face off.
Yeah. So what has freaked me out about monkeys is I listened to that the call when the woman owned the orangutan and it like ripped off her friend's face and her arms and stuff, and like she survived and went on Oprah and all that stuff. Like, for whatever reason, there was something, I mean, it was horrible, so it was probably on Reddit, but there was something about like 911 calls, like major incidents, like, you know, the Jonestown poisoning and that and a couple other nasty ones. And for some reason I listened to that one and I went, well, now I'm horrified of orangutans for sure. So the little monkeys now creep me out, because
I would not be comfortable with the rally monkey jumping around. Like, those people that are like, hey, look at this monkey.
Did you ever see the story that there's like a roving pack of monkeys in the swamps in Florida that all have some type of weird herpes?
Really?
Like, yeah,
herpy monkeys.
There's herpy monkeys loose in Florida for sure.
Baby herpy monkey.
Puppy herpy monkey.
Baby herpy monkey. Oh, those are so herpy there. Wait, there's a wild pack of roaming herpy monkeys in Florida. Yes. Yeah, you know what? Of all the states in the U.S., if
why
you would have
you
asked,
surprised it's
I would have said, you know what? Florida is definitely the herpes monkey capital. They got they have like zombie
here,
deer. It's because I'm dying. I'm just I'm so always sick. It's continuing on. We had a good run. We had a good run, but I'm done for.
Visitors to Florida's picturesque Silver Spring State Park have been warned that they may encounter an unusual threat. Hundreds of wild herpes-infected monkeys.
Hundreds?
The monkeys, rhesus macaque, originate from two small groups released into the Silver Spring State Park almost 100 years ago by an eccentric boat captain. So some crazy boat captain released all
Columbus.
These herpes monkeys into the Florida swamps 100 years ago, and now, you know, they're bothering people in a Florida state park.
I don't trust monkeys. So. I don't trust monkeys because they're so close to human, except maybe without like the conscience. So I think they have all of the like just the hardcore feelings or reactionary things that we have. Like
emotions,
they get mad. They're like emotions and stuff like that. They have the emotions without the like consciousness. So I don't trust a monkey. I do not trust a monkey. But you know what? Hey, monkey's probably gonna live longer than me because when was the last time I did an episode where I didn't sound sick or something?
Yeah, it's
between
been
allergies
a while.
And sick.
Yeah.
And it's just, so I'm done. I'm
yeah, the
done,
allergies
so.
Were getting you a couple weeks ago. You've been sick like 2 weeks in a row. So I'm glad I just don't go anywhere. So
no,
I haven't been getting sick. So
avoid
that's
sickness
nice,
and herpes monkeys. That's what
yeah.
you're looking for. But I was able to dose up on the goofballs just enough to get into an episode today. So, you know, pray to the herpes monkeys that I'm going to be better at some point here. That should be our logo. That should be our mascot. You know how you were asking me? You know what? I just found it out. Remember how you asked me what's my team name going to be in MLB The Show?
Oh,
I'm
going
to change
right.
it to the herpes monkeys.
The Florida herpes monkeys?
Florida herpes monkeys. That's going
to
be
you have
my
to,
team
We
name.
Have to find out whatever this boat captain was, and you have to have a player named after the boat captain here. So
that would be I am the captain now. That would be excellent.
I am
today
the captain now.
Today on the episode, I will muster through and be we'll talk about the latest news and notes. We have your voicemails and no guest because to be honest with you, this episode was crazy in flux.
We were not sure the Welsh was going to be alive for this.
Six hours ago I wasn't doing this. I couldn't talk. I couldn't swallow, if you will. I couldn't do anything. But like I said, I dosed up on the goofballs and I'm able to manage right now. So no guest, and we're also not going to do debates, which has been a big thing. I've always liked this. We did this last year where we mixed around, and I don't know if I'd get back to this, where each week in a month we would go to a different category of fun in the middle segment. We could do that with guests. And this is one that we always love doing. Today, we are going to play Blind Plays.
Blind Plays.
And what's so great about Blind Plays, at least this edition, is I made them and Bogman has to guess them. It's the best of the best. It's so fantastic, Bogman, guessing in Blind Plays.
Definitely haven't been super deep into NFL draft stuff, too, so I'll definitely know these stats. So that's
You'll have
good.
It.
SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying.
First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Getting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
Remember we did a story.
I think they were all over, and it's not that they were zombies. It's that they had massive, like, weird growths, like cancerous growths, and they were dead walking, like they were going to die very soon. So that's why they started calling them zombie deers. So it's just, you know, too many zombies or too many deer. I mean, and not enough zombies. So
I don't know. We had zombie deers and people on bath salts and monkeys, and they all probably come around Florida.
Welcome to Florida.
Adley Rutschman has started a rehab assignment. It's always weird minor leaguers starting rehab assignments because he's still
because he's in low A. Yeah, he goes to low A. Don't want to waste my triple A cuts. I got to go down to low A. That I never understood that stuff.
I actually wonder if he doesn't make it to triple A. I kind of wonder if they send him straight to the majors because I believe today was the start of what was it? Not accruing the extra year for minor leaguers.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of speculation around O'Neill Cruz getting called up, but I believe today was the start of the manipulation time where guys could come up. So I wonder.
And this is the last year that you can do manipulation time, right? Isn't it?
I believe so. I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also one of those things you look at and, like, you know, in July, it's probably not going to matter, but I do look back at all these people. That's what I was very critical of, taking Adley as, like, the sixth overall catcher in fantasy. And it's like, why?
Yeah. But I mean,
at the same point, all the catchers blow. So it's not.
Yeah.
Really,
that was kind of the
way.
Thing to me was, like, you put him in the top 12 in a 12 man. I get that. You take a risk on him. And if he doesn't work, you dump him.
Drafting him at the cost made no sense. Owning him makes sense. But, like, unless you have a format where you can store him, it didn't make any sense investing in that equity.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. D-backs just gave up a lead here.
Who did?
The D-backs. So what a shock, right?
Oh, what a shocker.
I know, but it's against the Dodgers. I just want to beat the Dodgers. So
not gonna beat them. Why? Why even bother?
It's early in the season, man. I'm not going to be interested in September. So let me enjoy it now.
Every single game. I want the Diamondbacks to lose all the games. They'll have a great pick. They'll get Dylan Cruz. That's what I want. I want them to get Dylan Cruz.
Lose every game. I definitely won't be alive at the beginning of next year. So.
Yeah, which one do you think loses first, you or me? We're done.
We'll see.
A couple other notes. Stephen Kwan, he's been out since Sunday. Is he back in today?
I don't think so.
He's had that injured marker.
He's got a hamstring. He's been garbage for, like, the last 30 at-bats or whatever. He's been not great either. So
yeah, struck out twice, and then he got hurt, quote-unquote.
Cooled that train right on down.
There's always a guy, man.
Ice water on that.
Stephen Kwan was the most popular guy week one.
Come back and be great once he's not hurt, but hamstrings usually linger and bother guys for a while. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Chris Bryant was scratched Tuesday with some back soreness. Not great.
I had to pick up some lame third baseman in one of my leagues. I can't even remember who it was because I had nobody else.
Sergio
at third,
Alcantara.
Chris Bryant. It was someone in that vicinity for sure.
Okay.
He was in our 18 man league, our champs.
Then it was
league,
definitely Sergio Alcantara.
Yeah.
Sergio. Teoscar took batting practice on Tuesday. He's been out with an oblique strain since April 13th. So he's been out about 2 weeks.
Come on, Teoscar. You need to get healthy to hit those 40 homers. I predicted.
Wasn't that your bold prediction?
Yeah, it was. Ooh. And he immediately got an ab injury, which are usually terrible and last much longer than this. But this is good news if he can get back, like, this weekend or something.
Luis Castillo is going to make two more rehab starts before joining what is the most embarrassing. You know,
once again, why? Why? The Reds are terrible. Why are we sending Luis Castillo to AAA to rehab? Just give him three innings in the majors.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
What are you playing for?
Stupid. And aren't you going to sell more tickets saying, hey, Luis Castillo is going to start this game, only going to go two innings, but he's going to start this game. You get a couple more butts in the seats. This is ridiculous.
I'm kind of here for like these organizations that are just so blatantly embarrassing and bad. And like the fans that are turning against him, I'm kind of here for that. Like that's happening with the A's. You know, the A's are full on pushing against their own team. Yeah.
What was the A's GM doing, like calling out the Giants for their attendance the other day? Like you had 3,300 people in your ballpark that can host a Super Bowl. It's got 100,000 seats in that stupid thing. You can have enough room to put 100,000 people in there, and you get 3,300 people to show up. You haven't sold out those upper tank tickets in decades. So what are you calling out any other team for attendance on? What is happening there?
I mean, I think it's to be like, they're bad too. They're also like, it's just one of those, like, we're not the only ones. Like, no, you're the only ones, dude. You and the Reds are so embarrassing right now. I don't know. You know, someone was asking me about Tyler Molly the other day, and it's just brutal with him. It's brutal with all those guys. I mean, even Joey Votto. All Joey Votto can do is just tweet pictures of his StatCast page and just go, well, I don't know. I don't know what to do. That's what he's doing. Do you see him tweet a picture of his StatCast? And he goes, he tweeted his StatCast and said, I guess I'm going to be known for my speed.
Yeah. Oh, because his sprint speed was the only red one or whatever. Yeah. Someone loves my comment, by the way, of the Iceman and the StatCast pages. I don't know, man. Joey Votto's been weird this whole year. Like we said, he sounds like he's going through a midlife crisis. So I like that, though. Yeah, that's fine. Let's get some entertainment out of you before you retire. That's great.
Yeah. Luis Robert, he's missed three straight games with a groin pull, and they're not playing today, are they? No.
They already played. Yeah.
They already played, and he missed today, too?
He missed. I'm pretty sure he missed today. I'll double check. They said he was available to pinch hit, but I don't think he did.
I will tell you, he did a signing with my friend Dennis Sidler on Monday, and he seemed to be pretty good. So he did a signing, which you might see some Luis Robert stuff pop up in a Break This League event, which I think I'm not doing one in April because of everything that's gone on. I'll do one in May, but another reason to be a part of the Patreon.
Play today.
Yeah.
Didn't
so he wasn't in, but he, I think he'll be good to go very shortly here, and they need him.
Jake, our boy, Jake Berger with another bomb and a double, and Andrew Vaughn hit another bomb today.
I feel bad. Every time I see Jake Berger, I just want to tell everybody. I was like, I was at the game.
We were there when he blew out his.
Yeah, because that was a big man running hard, and he tumbled hard.
Well, it took a while for him to get off the field too. So
yeah, spring training game too. It's imagine like remember the stories I've told you where I've like tripped coming out of a gas station. Mm-hmm. Like I assume it's similar because I'm a large person. Like it probably looked similar if you were behind me. How Jake Berger fell.
I bet you it's
the
same thing, but slower motion when you fall than Jake Berger. You know,
maybe. I don't know. Eddie Rosario had eye surgery, I believe, today for a swollen retina, and 2 to 3 months is the timeline. So
but at least we know. Like, remember we talked about that last week or last show where I was like, dude, Eddie Rosario has 3 or 4 hits or whatever it was. He's like 3 for 44 in the year. What the hell is wrong with him? We didn't know. Comes out literally hours later that he is going to have eye surgery, and it's 8 to 12 weeks, which is, you know, 2 to 3 months of recovery time. But at least, you know, hopefully when he gets back, we'll be back to old Eddie Rosario, and this won't be, you know, anything that lingers, hopefully, as long as surgery goes well. So,
and Yomo Kata now is starting a rehab assignment on Wednesday, today, as we're recording this. So yesterday, as you guys are listening to this, Moncada started an assignment, assuming he will be back probably on Monday, if you care.
I mean, once again, White Sox lineup has been awful. Why not? I guess, if you put him in there today, Jake Berger wouldn't have hit a double and a bomb. So whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they got some guys. They got some dudes. A little Gavin Sheets action, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Jake Berger. Gavin Sheets played today. Yeah.
Andrew Vaughn.
Andrew Vaughn has been playing very well. So they have some guys, but their offense, remember, didn't they have some like crazy scoreless streak that only happened the last time Tony La Russa managed them in 1991? Dude, it was something dumb. So
yeah, Thunder Horse is so bad. All right, friends, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to play some blind plays. We are going to put Bogman's baseball knowledge to the test, and you guys can play along, see if you guys can get these players right here in this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Find. Now, it's a dangerous game to be playing this early in the season. Blind plays much more fun as we get to the tail end, but this is the last show of April. So we're going to do one month into the season. I will not do a blind play about Sergio Alcantara Boggs, who, by the way, hilariously, we're watching this. He just got a bunt triple because of an error by the Dodgers. So blind play is a little dangerous because it's very small sample sizes. It is very early to do. Yet we will still do them. Bogman, I have two hitter and two pitcher blind plays. Are you ready to play the blind plays?
I am ready to be embarrassed.
Strap in. Number one is a hitting blind play.
Okay.
Player number one.
Carlos Rodon.
No.
Oh, you said
it's a hitter. Hitter.
Yeah, I'm just scrolling.
Four home runs, four stolen bases, nine runs, 15 RBI, and a 286 batting average. Those are your counting stats.
Okay.
Other markers. So four homer, four stolen base, nine run, 15 RBI, 286 batting average. Of note, other stats, 29% strikeout rate, a 7% walk rate, a 180 WRC plus, and I'll give you OBP 327. So a 286 average. 327 OBP. That is player number one. All right.
Okay.
Player number two, four homers as well, three stolen bases, 12 runs, 12 RBI, a 274 batting average. So of the counting stats, player number two has more runs. And that's it. And they're kind of equal across. And they're equal on homers. Player number one has a few more of the others. Other stats of note. Only 14% K percentage. An almost 12% walk rate. A 365 OBP. And what I will tell you is player number one has 14 games under their belt. Player number two has 19 games under their belt. So one last time.
Jesus.
Four homers each, 12 runs to player number two to nine, 15 RBI to player number one over player number two's 12, four stolen bases for player one, three stolen bases to player number two. Jesus, can't talk. And a 286 to 274 batting average. Those are the big lining markers here. They play
and these guys play the same position?
Pretty much. They play middle infield. These are middle infielders, I will tell you. That's the hint.
All right.
It's a big hint that I probably would have given after two guesses, but I gave it right away.
Okay. One of these guys is Jazz. Is it player number one or player? No. One. I'm going to go with one.
Ding fucking ding.
God.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go.
Nailed that. How did, I mean, it was the middle.
It was
infield.
The four and four.
I gave up too much.
It was the four and four. Is the other guy? God.
So real quick, four homers, four stolen bases, 15 RBI, nine runs, 286 batting average. What I failed to ask you though, is which one would you take?
Oh,
you gotta,
yeah.
You gotta take your blind.
Well, I mean, you kind of said that though, like, you kind of said that when you're like, well, I guess player one is ahead in everything. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going
to
take,
except yes, to that degree, except player number two has an exceptionally better K rate, a better walk rate, but does have less counting stats in like 30 more plate appearances.
Now I'm confused on who player two is, because in my brain, I just said that's Cody Bellinger. Because I figured you want to do a Bellinger one since he had four homers.
I did think very, very hard about doing one, but I didn't.
But since they play the same position, it's not. I'm not coming up with who number two is at all.
It is an NL middle infielder.
NL middle infielder. Is that Trey Turner?
It is not.
And
it is not Sergio Alcantara.
Oh, dang. I have no idea who number two is. Who's number two?
And you were taking player number one, right?
I'm taking player one. Yeah.
Regardless, before you even it's made Jazz. That guess.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Player number two with also four homers, only wins and runs, but is right there in RBI, right there in stolen bases.
19 games, which is, I mean, yeah. Jazz has missed a couple, I guess, already. Didn't he miss a couple weeks?
Yeah,
one?
Player and number two.
Like, oh, God, here we
dude,
go.
Player number two has 30 more plate appearances than Jazz. But has an exceptionally better K rate, a higher walk rate.
Right,
but
right.
Jazz is winning in these other categories right now. But the counting stats are all very close, I would say. But you know, in less time.
I'm trying to not cheat and look at like the teams in the NL.
Yeah, you can look at the teams. We're letting the listeners.
Is it Lindor?
It is Francisco Lindor. That is absolutely
as soon as I saw
correct.
The Mets, I knew it was Lindor for whatever.
Absolutely reason. Correct. Francis, and look here, Bucks. I just made them white, and look how fun will this game be? Ta-da! Just made them on the sheet. You can see their names. Jazz and Lindor. That is right. Jazz Chisholm, you picked over him. I thought it was an interesting one to put together because Lindor has kind of really had a revival and a return. Jazz has been on that heater. The question with Jazz always is, can it maintain and continue? And if it does, then he's the guy. You just picked Jazz over Lindor, and we had Lindor as a top 50 player. We also bought into him on the rebound. Nothing Lindor is doing is of disappointment right now. We're just like, thank God. Thank God he's performing at
right,
this level.
Right.
But Jazz is next level right now, except I still worry about
that
exceptionally
K rate,
high K rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's concerning.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is concerning. It's high, and the fact that he's missed a couple games already, like you said, five games he's missed, it looks like, that's not great either. So
you did pretty good, though. You nailed Jazz. You get a point. You get a full point for Jazz, and you got the second one. Boggs, I got to tell you, that's three total points. If you guess both, you get 3 points.
Look at that. All right. Well, I'll probably leave this game with 3 points, so we'll see.
All right. We're going to jump to a pitcher one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Pitcher number one. Has one win and one loss, a 1.89 ERA. They have three starts on the year. In 19 innings, they have struck out 20, and they have walked only four. So four in 19 innings, striking out 20. They've also given up three homers. Player number two also has one win and also has one loss, a 2.45 ERA. Four starts, though, and in 22 innings has struck out 31. with 5 walks and only 2 homers. Are you not looking at the sheet?
I'm looking at the sheet.
Don't look at the sheet real quick.
Okay. All right.
Because I have to remind myself who these guys are. Okay. Okay. I got it. I had to do that. All right. So again,
I gotta remember who I picked here. Yeah.
Now, so sometimes it's kind of
something
a tough
I would
game.
Do. So don't even worry about it.
Okay. So once again, player number one in 3 starts has a sub-2 ERA, 20 strikeouts in 19 innings, has walked 4. Player number 2, 2.45 ERA in 4 starts, 22 innings, struck out 31, walked 5, 6 earned runs given up by player number 2 to 4 to player number 1. And player number 1 has given up one more homer than player number 2, which is 3-2.
Those are the stats.
Well, first pick which one you want.
I want number 2 if they pitch more innings.
He has 4 starts though. Player number 2 has 4 starts.
He's got 11 more strikeouts. I'm still player 2.
Okay, but I want to that's totally fine, but he has 3 more innings over player 1 in 1 full start more than him. So
that's
just
true.
Martin, just make sure you understand that.
No, I understand that. I think it's still slightly player 2. Is player 2 Max Scherzer? I just feel like that's Max Scherzer.
It is not. That's a good guess. Okay. So you're full in taking player number 2.
I think so.
Okay. We'll continue with the guesses.
All right. So God, who else has struck out a decent amount? Is that McClanahan?
Who?
The player 2.
Ding ding.
Oh my
god.
Another
really? One. You're nailing these. I mean, the stats are easier to pull right now, but I am impressed. Color me impressed. Okay. You picked, not only did you guess, but you picked Shane McClanahan, who has struck out 31 and 22
innings.
I know
there's only a couple guys
starts.
With 30 strikeouts, right?
There's only a few.
Can you look it up? Who are the guys with 30 strikeouts right now? There's not a ton.
Yeah, let me look it up real quick. Pitching. I think there's like,
because I think Scherzer
like
just
3 or 4.
He had 10 the other day, and I remember that was they said that this is 106th start. So who are they? Who is the guy? Because player 2 is 20, right? So we're not gonna ruin
that. So Carlos Rodon has 38. Obviously. He's number 1.
A million.
Burns number 2 with 33. Scherzer number 3 with 33. And then Gossman is the dumbest pitcher in baseball. He has 31 strikeouts with 0 walks right now. And McClanahan, I wanted to do a Gossman
Burns
one.
Burns did
and
that
I didn't.
Last year. Yeah.
Yeah. Gossman and McClanahan both have 31 strikeouts, not counting anything that could happen today. So those are your only 30 strikeout guys.
Player 2, someone who missed a start.
That's player 1.
Okay.
Player 2 is
McClanahan. Yeah, player 1. Can I get a AL or NL?
AL.
AL. AL pitcher. Missed a start.
You call it missed a start. I'm actually not sure.
Or
I guess
maybe
that
they
would...
haven't made a start. Is
I mean,
that like
maybe
Ohtani?
That's the case. It's not Ohtani. I don't actually remember what the logic on it is, but it is interesting now that I'm looking at this. It's not Montas. A 1.89 ERA in 3 starts.
I mean, Logan Gilbert. No, Logan's is under 0. Or under 1, I mean. It's like 0.4. I have no idea who number 2 or number 1 is.
You give?
Yeah, I think I give.
All right, number 1 with a 1.89 ERA, 20 strikeouts in 19 innings, a 1-1 record was Tigers Justin Verlander.
Verlander.
So you picked McClanahan
Astros,
over
Justin Verlander.
I said Tigers. Yeah, I meant Astros. Yeah. So I'm sorry. I told you I was on goofballs.
You are on the goofballs. Okay.
Try a free sample of berry pie.
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pi is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30 days.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
So I like McClanahan more than Verlander. That sounds fairly accurate.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Not me.
You know what's funny about that? Wow, what a catch. So as we're watching the game.
Yeah, that's crazy. Our boy, Alcantara.
Sergio Alcantara. He's just making plays
that's
here.
That's our guy right there.
I mean, horrible read and made an amazing catch. It's hilarious because we had a debate of McClanahan versus Verlander in the preseason. And I think we had somebody on and it was who'd you rather? And I had McClanahan above, but logically it was like I should probably go Verlander, but McClanahan is the dude. Are you ready to go back to hitters?
All right, let's go to hitters.
By the way, you get another
that's
point.
That's 1 point.
So
yeah,
that's 4 points. That's impressive. That's a good point system here. How are you listeners doing? How'd you do on these first two? All right. Debate or player blind play number three. Hitter number one has 2 home runs, 3 stolen bases, 16 runs, but only 5 RBI with a 190 batting average.
Ooh.
Some other stats, 21% strikeout rate with a 15% walk rate. Nothing else is probably going to help you there. But again, 20% K rate, 15% walk rate, 190 average. Oh, this will help you. A 329 OBP. Regardless of that 190 batting
so
average.
So this is a leadoff hitter. Okay.
Two homers, 3 stolen bases, 16 RBI, and 16 runs with 5 RBI. Player number two. By the way, these two guys have done their stats in the exact same amount of plate appearances.
Okay.
Number two, 2 home runs, 3 stolen bases, which is identical to player number one. 9 run. 8 RBI. So less runs, but more RBI. This guy has a 22% K rate.
I think you just clicked to me who one is, but keep going.
Did I? Oh, the 9%
walk
rate.
I think you just clicked to me. That's all.
And a 215 batting average, but also a 320 OBP. Click
can
away
I go back
the
and look at the
quick.
Sheet again?
Go away for a second. Okay. Yeah, get out of here. Go away.
I haven't been back on since you said don't look at it. So.
Okay, now I remember who they are. Okay.
Okay, so I can look now?
You can
I
look.
Just want to see the numbers again. Okay. Number one is Charlie Blackman.
No. Is that who you thought you saw?
Yeah, that's who I thought it was.
It is
he hit
not.
2 homers the other day, but he's scoring a decent amount of runs, not getting an RBI. Okay.
Are these
outfielders?
Guys,
who are these guys?
What these position? Are outfielders. Very good. Right. They both have 2 homers. They both have 3 stolen bases. They're both struggling with batting average. Player number two is a 215. Player number one is 190. But they both have plus 300 OBPs, regardless of the batting average. They both have very reasonable K rates, but one of them is at 15.8. The other's at 9.2 on the walk rate. One has a gajillion runs. The other's a little bit more balanced. Player A or player B, let's get your pick first.
Okay, pick first. I'm going to go with I'll go with player one because they have the higher walk rate and the lower K rate. I know they're hitting RBI. A little bit worse. Yeah. But yeah. They have 16 runs. That's a leadoff hitter.
That's a lot. Three stolen bases.
That's definitely a leadoff hitter.
Okay.
So I just can't figure out who these guys are. Is one of them Robbie Grossman?
No, there that would be a zero on the stats across the board.
No, whatever.
Has Robbie Grossman accumulated any stats?
Yeah, shut up.
What has he done? Let's go look.
I mean, he definitely effed up a catch in the outfield last night, led to a little league walk off for the Twins. Did you see all that? They need some damn circus music for it.
Let's check out Robbie Grossman's stats while you're thinking.
They're
Grossman has zero homers, zero stolen bases. He has seven runs. He has five RBI, but he is hitting 300.
He's up to 300. Okay, yeah, 302. He started out real bad. So
28% K rate, 15% walk rate.
I am not figuring this out, dude.
16 runs for player one.
God, I know they're leadoff hitters too. I just don't know who the hell they are. What? Give me a league.
Okay.
Or do we have can you give me a division?
Player number one. First hint is player number one is NL. Player number two is AL.
Player number one is NL.
Yes.
I don't know. Is one of these guys Yelich?
No.
I don't know. Who did I like that you would put in here that's terrible? I can't figure it out. I don't know who one of these guys is, so this is going to be a zero.
You know what? One of these guys is someone you like. What? Player number two is a player that you like.
And the AL guy?
The AL guy.
And it's not Robbie Grossman?
It's not Robbie Grossman.
Man.
All right, I'm going to give you divisions.
Okay.
One is a West and one is an East.
So player number one is in West or East?
Oh, I got to give you that?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to give it to me, just give it.
Player number one is NL West.
Player number one is AL West, you mean? Because you said they're in the AL.
No, one is in the NL. We've already got this past backwards.
You told me one was in the AL and two was in the NL. All right, so one is in the NL West.
Yeah, one is NL West, two is AL East. I thought I said it correct, but if I didn't, apologize.
It was one of those Ketel Marte.
No, I refuse to put him on here.
Well, he's terrible, so I don't know.
Against Sergio Alcantara.
I don't know who they are. Just tell me.
You give?
I give.
All right, the player that you picked.
I was doing so good.
You were doing really good. With two homers, three stolen bases, but only hitting 190, but 16 freaking runs is Bogman. Do you see that name?
No, I'm not looking. It is Mookie Betts. Mookie
right. Betts, 15% walk rate.
I'm feeling
rate.
Confident about picking player number one. So
yeah, I mean, nice. You know, even a worse batting average than player number two, but the walk rate makes you feel good. Also, that you can struggle that much with a 21% and still be strikeout rate.
I should have known that. Yeah,
horrible BABIP too, 222. So you know it's gonna improve.
He's got to tick up. For sure.
Player number two, who you did not select, Bogman, with two runs, three stolen bases, not as great of a walk rate, but a 215 batting average is, you see it?
It is Cedric Mullins. I do like one of those guys.
Cedric Mullins was your guy, only hitting 215, but him and the Mooks putting up similar numbers, but both similar poop.
Yeah, it's not great on either side. So
it is not.
Are you, let me ask you this. Are you worried about Mookie or Cedric Mullins at this point? Still early, but it's not crazy early. We're almost at the end of April. We are at the end of April.
I am worried about both in different ways.
So, all right. You're Cedric Mullins out of 10, 10 being you're super worried, zero or one being you're not worried at all. Where are you at on Cedric?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like a four.
I'm worried about Cedric just because we paid
one year of track record.
We paid last year. We're paying this year for last year's stats, which I hate to do.
I think if we paid for last year's stats, he would have been a first round pick. So there's a little built in, but it wasn't like a deep discount. It was a third round. Yeah. So
Marcus Semien got a better discount and he's struggling his ass off.
Yeah. But we've seen him play great and then struggle again. So we just weren't sure on Mullins. So I get being worried, but I'm nowhere near a seven, not even close.
I mean, maybe six. Seven wasn't like crazy worry to me. Like if I say five, I'm neutral. If I say 6, I'm a little worried. If I say 7, I'm more worried. 8, I'm getting really worried. 9, I'm terrified. And 10, oh my God. Like, that's how I see
oh my
it.
God.
So, oh my God.
So Mookie Betts worry level. Because I'm higher on him. It's like a 5 just because it's been like a year and a half of crap.
So here's the deal. To your point, I'm like a 5 or 6 on Mookie, but it's also about him transforming into a different player. I think he's just a different guy now. He's a different type of player. He has 5 RBI. He's going to leave April theoretically with 5 RBI. That's bad. But he's scoring tons of run. He's stealing bases. The batting average is going to improve. But I just don't think he's the shutdown 5-tool player that we always assumed he was. And he doesn't really need to be. So, you know, my worry's a little bit less, even though he cost more, because I think he's transforming. I have a legit worry that Cedric Mullins struggles being a top 50 overall player.
Like he's Mookie a one and be. Done. Like he's Dominic Brown 2.0.
Not that he's done, but that he doesn't come remotely close to like being who he was before.
Yeah, 2021 was going to be his 1 year. Right. I got you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, last one. Pitchers.
Captain's going to help me on this one. Just so
yeah, by the way, Captain, one of my favorite videos all time is whenever anybody Photoshops that cat that's like bouncing their head to music. You know, the, like you see the big face of the cat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Captain
yeah.
looked like that. Anytime I see a video with that cat that's just like vibing to music, I smile and I'm happy. So it's kind of similar to the Paul Rudd. Hi, Captain. Captain is staring into my soul.
Yeah.
He looks so annoyed. He's staring into my soul. When anybody sends me the who would have thought, not me, the Paul Rudd, the similar thing with a cat. All right, last one. Pitchers. Pitcher number 1, 3 wins, 0 losses, a sub 1 ERA, 22 strikeouts.
Logan Gilbert.
I'm sorry. 22 innings, 22 strikeouts.
I said that one before.
I know. And I had his ERA. And when I realized you knew his ERA, I was like, God damn it. I put sub 1 ERA because you knew his ERA. Funny. And I went, shoot.
I will be taking pitcher 1, by the way. Logan
All right. You're Gilbert taking pitcher number 1.
Done.
All right. Okay, so you know.
I have him everywhere, too.
You ruined it for any listener to try to guess, by the way. Sub 1 ERA, 22 strikeouts, 4 walks, 22 innings, sub 1, which is 0.4, 3 wins was Logan Gilbert, player number 1. Player number 2, 1 win, 2 losses, a 3.74 ERA in 4 starts, 21.2 innings, 25 strikeouts, 5 walks. Amazing number, by the way. 4 homers given up by player number 2 to Logan Gilbert's 1 home run. You've already picked player number 1. Mm-hmm. Take a guess at who player number 2 is.
It's going to be somebody better than Logan Gilbert, I'm sure. Is that Gerrit Cole?
No, not that much better.
I
like to make these more real.
Darvish?
This part of the season, I wouldn't put a crazy Darvish? Guys not together. Darvish. It's not Darvish. He has a 4 plus ERA.
Because he had one bad start. I don't know who this is. Can you give me
NL pitcher?
Hold on, let me look at NL teams. And this is probably perceivably better than Logan Gilbert, like you
perceivably
said.
Better, definitely. 3.74 ERA, higher K per. So he's gonna have probably a 10 K per 9.
To Aaron Nola.
It is Aaron Nola. You nailed that one. Absolutely. Bang. You Look killed this game, Boggs. That is, I believe, 6 total points. That is right. Player number 1 was
That's
Logan Gilbert.
Isn't it? I got 0 on the last hitter one.
You didn't
I
get
got
any...
1 point before that. I got 3 on this because I got both.
Four.
I got 3 on the first
You're
one.
Right. That's both. 7 total points. You're right. Mm. I think that's a record for the season.
That's right.
7 points. Absolutely nailed.
Game. Right.
Yeah, I should deduct you 1 point for ruining it for everybody on Logan Gilbert.
No,
you didn't even
you should,
let them.
I mean, dude, I was spouting off his stats before you said his name.
You didn't let anybody else guess or play. You ruined it for everybody. But that's
well,
amazing.
Everyone
that's a great
already
job.
Knew because I already said Logan Gilbert has a sub 1 ERA. So
do I get to like I want a victory lap on Gilbert? Like I was so high on him. I guess I haven't been preaching about him. I'm just happy to see him.
I have every share.
He looks
Logan.
So good. He looks so good. He looks every part of the guy that I thought was better than Alek Manoah, that I thought was the number one minor league pitcher. He is one of the hardest working pitchers. I've told this story a whole bunch just about how he's the last dude every single day at Mariners camp, and I was there a lot in spring training. He was legit the last person out every single day. All the pitchers were gone. He was always working. One of the hardest workers I've ever seen.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
The stats are coming into play. He's given up one earned run in 22 innings so far this year. He is a boss, and you just took him over Aaron Nola.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Probably go...
No, I guess it'd be 130. So, like, 150-ish.
I'd say 160 to 180 is probably his marker.
Right, and look at what Steamer and Zips and all these other places that they got him for. I don't know if this is rest of season.
It's rest of season.
Okay, yeah, so 116 more, 126 more. So, like you said, right around 150. So, I think he's going to cap, you know, in innings. So, he'll probably get a start skipped here or there or something like that. So, I think... I'm still going to take Aaron Nola, but it just goes to show how great Gilbert has been. And if he's this good all year, they're going to push him. They're going to push him to pitch as many innings as he possibly can, especially if he's showing no ill effects at all in terms of injury and stuff like that. So yeah. I love Gilbert, but would I trade Gilbert for Nola in every single one of my leagues right now? Yeah, I would do that. So
I mean, I'll tell you this. I'd love to hear from you guys. Tweet at us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Would you take McClanahan over Verlander? Gilbert over Nola, Jazz over Lindor, Mookie Betts and Mullins is kind of a different one, but I'd love to know what you guys thought and what you would take and if you took anything out of this game. And how did you do? Did you beat Bogman? Bogman, you really talked yourself down. You sold yourself down. You're like,
that's
oh,
right.
I've been doing football.
You undersell and overdeliver, man. That's classic marketing strategy. So
you're right about that. That's our podcast. It's like legit what our podcast is about. You know, undersell and, you know,
over-deliver. Right.
Yeah, just deliver.
Deliver. Right, yeah.
Speaking of which, it's
not delivery. Time. It's in this league.
So. Let's see how much we get on the delivery side of voicemails. It's your takes right after this.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.